الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده وأستعينه وأستهديه وأستغفره، وأصلي وأسلم على النبي الكريم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، والله أسأل أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: وأن العشرة الذين سماهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبشرهم بالجنة نشهد لهم بالجنة على ما شهد لهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقوله الحق، وهم أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وطلحة والزبير وسعد وسعيد وعبد الرحمن بن عوف وأبو عبيدة بن الجراح، وهو أمين هذه الأمة رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. The author said, "We bear witness that the ten whom the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named and gave the good tidings of paradise shall be in paradise in accordance with what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam testified for them. For his saying is the truth. These are Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Az-Zubayr, Sa'd, سعيد، عبد الرحمن ابن عوف، and أبو عبيدة ابن الجراح، the Amin of this nation. May Allah reward them all. يعني قد ثبت في الحديث عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام الذي رواه أبو داود وغيره أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بشر عشرة من الصحابة بالجنة في حديث واحد. أبو داود and others narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he gave the good news about 10 of the companions to be in paradise in one hadith, in one session. أحد الصحابة يقال له سعيد بن زيد. One of the companions is named سعيد بن زيد. كان من السابقين الأولين. He was among the first batches of the believers. وهو زوج أختي سيدنا عمر. He is the husband of عمر's sister. قال He said قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم He said the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said أبو بكر في الجنة. أبو بكر is in paradise. عمر في الجنة. عمر is in paradise. عثمان في الجنة. عثمان is in paradise. علي بن أبي طالب في الجنة. علي بن أبي طالب is in paradise. أبو عبيدة بن طلحة ibn Ubaydillah fil Jannah. Talha, the son of Ubaydullah, is in paradise. Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam fil Jannah. Az-Zubayr, the son of al-Awwam, is in paradise. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas fil Jannah. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, the son of Abu Waqqas, is in paradise. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf fil Jannah. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf is in paradise. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah fil Jannah. Abu Ubaidah, the son of al-Jarrah, is in paradise. قالوا له ومن العاشر, they asked him, and who is the tenth? لأنه قال عشرة, النبي قال عن عشرة أنهم في الجنة, because he said the prophet mentioned 10 people that they will be in paradise. قال أناه, he said I am the tenth. هذا إحدى روايات هذا الحديث, this is one of the narrations of this hadith. وقد رواه عدة من الصحابة, several companions heard this from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فكما شهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لهؤلاء بالجنة نحن نشهد لهم كذلك بالجنة. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم bore witness for these people to be in paradise, we also bear witness that they are among the people of paradise. قال رحمه الله ومن أحسن القول في أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأزواجه الطاهرات من كل دنس وذرياته المقدسين من كل رجس فقد برئ من النفاق. The author said, whoever believes well of the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, his wives who are pure from all squalor, and his descendants who are clear from all defilement, is free of hypocrisy. Any defilement? كما يجب محبة الصحابة يجب محبة أزواج النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بالخصوص. As we have to love the companions in general, we have also to bear respect to the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. الله تعالى said in the 33rd verse of Surah Al-Ahzab, إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. أهل البيت المذكورون في هذه الآية هم علي وفاطمة وحسن وحسين, وأيضا يشمل غيرهم, يشمل هذا نساء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. In this verse, أهل البيت are mentioned. Who is meant by, and emerit is mentioned for Ahlul Bayt. Who are Ahlul Bayt? The term Ahlul Bayt includes Ali, his wife Fatima, the two sons Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, and includes also other people. It includes the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِأَنَّ أَزْوَاجَ الرَّجُلِ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ. Because the wives of a person are considered among his family. وَهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ سِيَاقُهَا إِنَّمَا هُوَ فِي زَوْجَاتِ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. وردت في سياق الكلام عن زوجات النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. ما قبلها وما بعدها من الآيات متعلق بأزواج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this verse is mentioned in the context of talking about the wives of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. The verses mentioned before it and after it are in relation to the wives of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. فالفضيلة المذكورة هنا لأهل البيت تشمل عليا وفاطمة وحسنا وحسينا كما تشمل زوجات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the merit which is mentioned in this verse is deserved by Ali, Fatima, Hassan and Hussein, and also by the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ومعنى الآية أن الله تبارك وتعالى قد طهر هؤلاء من الشرك. الرجس المراد في هذه الآية هو الشرك. And this verse means that these people, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, Hussein, and the wives of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, are clear from blasphemy. يعني لا يقعون في الشرك. This means they do not commit blasphemy. رضي الله عنهم. ومما يدل على أن أهل البيت يطلق على زوج الإنسان ما جاء في القرآن قالوا أتعجبين من أمر الله رحمة الله وبركاته عليكم أهل البيت. والخطاب فيها هذه الآية كان لزوجة أحد الأنبياء. وهذه الآية في سورة هود. What stands as a proof that the term أهل البيت includes one's wife or wives is the verse, is the 73rd verse of Surah Hud. قَالُوا أَتَعْجَبِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. In this verse, or this verse mentions that the angels addressed the wife of one of the prophets with the term Ahlul Bayt. لما هذا قاله قالته الملائكة لزوجة إبراهيم عليه السلام. This statement was said by the angels to the wife of Ibrahim عليه السلام. لما بشروها لما بشر إبراهيم بأنه يولد له وَلَدٌ مِّنْهَا. When Ibrahim was given the news that she will give birth to a child, she will get pregnant from him and give birth to a child. قال رحمه الله وعلماء السلف من السابقين ومن بعدهم من التابعين أهل الخير والأثر وأهل الفقه والنظر لا يذكرون إلا بالجميل ومن ذكرهم بسوء فهو على غير السبيل. The author said, the early scholars of the Salaf and those who followed them, the people of benevolence, hadith, fiqh, and ijtihad must not be mentioned except with good things. The one who speaks ill of them is not on the right course. هؤلاء الذين ذكرهم أبو جعفر الطحاوي هم خلفاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في تبليغ شريعته، هم الذين يبلغون الشريعة بعد وفاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. These people mentioned by Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, these scholars, great scholars, mentioned by Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi are the people who are conveying the rules of the religion after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. هم الذين قاموا بهذا الأمر بعده. These are the ones who carried this thing after the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. فيجب توقيرهم وتعظيمهم. So it is an obligation to respect them and to look highly to them. لا سيما أن الله تبارك وتعالى قد حثنا على الدعاء لهم والاستغفار لهم. Especially that Allah تبارك وتعالى made it, يعني ordered us to make dua for them and to ask forgiveness for them. Although this is not an obligation to do it in all the cases, but we are urged to do that. والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. We mentioned before this verse, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. It's the 10th verse of Surah Al-Hashr, which means those who came after them would say, O Allah, forgive us and forgive those who believed before us. فهذا هو سبيل المؤمنين. This is the path of the believers. يوالي بعضهم بعضا على الإيمان. يعني يؤيد بعضهم بعضا على الإيمان. This is the way of the believers. They support each other in the matters of the belief. وَيَنْصَحُ أَحَدُهُمِ الْآخَرِ. One would advise the other. وَيَنْصُرُ أَحَدُهُمِ الْآخَرِ. And one would support the other. لِحَقِّ الْإِيمَانِ الَّذِي يَجْمَعُهُمْ. Because of the belief that links them all together. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بعضهم أولياء بعض. As Allah Ta'ala said, والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض. هذا في سورة التوبة. This is the 71st verse of سورة التوبة. فمن ذكر فقهاء السلف وعلماء السلف بغير الخير فهو ليس على السبيل. الذي يذمهم فهو ليس على السبيل. The one يعني ليس على السبيل الصحيح. The one who despises the scholars, these righteous scholars of as-salaf, is not on the proper path, is not on the correct path. بعض الناس يقول كل هؤلاء أنا عندي كلامهم ما له وزن. Some people say all of this I don't care of what they say. أنا أخذ مثلا بكلام فلان فقط. You would say I only go according to what so and so says. سواء كان هذا الذي يزعم أنه يتبعه من السلف أو ممن جاء بعد ذلك. Whether this person that he claims to follow is among as-salaf or those who came after them. نحن نبجلهم ونحترمهم. We respect them and we love them. ونعرف لهم فضلهم. And we know their merit. لولاهم كيف كان وصلنا الدين. Without their effort, how would the religion reach us? هؤلاء العلماء الذين وقفوا مثل الجبال في نصرة عقيدة أهل السنة. These scholars that stood like mountains in supporting the creed of أهل السنة. الذين كان الواحد منهم كالجبل أيضا الذين نقلوا إلينا خلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأدب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ودين رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وفقه رسول الله الفقه الذي علمه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. كيف لا نحترمهم ونبجلهم؟ The ones who transmitted to us the religion that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام came with, the rules that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام came with, the manners that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام taught, how wouldn't we respect them and know their merits? ما شاء الله. عندما مات الحسن, الحسن بن علي, مروان بن الحكم صار يبكي. When Al-Hasan ibn Ali died, Marwan ibn al-Hakam started to cry. Sayyiduna al-Husayn qala lahu al-ana tabkihi wa kunta tujarri'uhu ma tujarri'uhu. Anta kunta tu'zihi ma tu'zihi, al-an tabki li'annahu mat. When Al-Husayn saw him crying, he was amazed. He told him, now you are crying? You used to hurt him a lot. قال كنت أفعل هذا إلى كنت أفعل ذلك إلى من هو أحلم من هذا وأشار إلى الجبل أكثر صبرا من هذا. قال كنت أفعل هذا إلى إنسان أشد صبرا من الجبل. He said I used to hurt someone who was more patient than the mountain. يعني الجبل إذا أذيته يتحرك, إذا ضربته يتحرك, لا يتحرك. معناه الحسن من شدة حلمه أثبت من الجبل. He meant that الحسن, he was so patient and he could bear so much harm without losing his patience more than a mountain would. هؤلاء الرجال كيف لا يحبهم الإنسان. Those people, how would one leave out loving them and respecting them. كان الواحد منهم يترك أهله وبلده وإلفه ما ألفه ويرحل إلى البلاد البعيدة لنشر دين الله تبارك وتعالى لا يعتمد في ذلك لا على أهل ولا على مال. One of them would leave his family, his country, the things that he was used to, and go to far away places to spread the religion without relying on a family, the support of family, friends, or money. Ibn Ammi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qusam ibn al-Abbas madfun fi Samarqand, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qusam ibn al-Abbas is buried in Samarqand. How do they call it in English? Samarqand? Far away in Samarqand. ذهب إلى هناك لأجل الدين. He went there for the religion. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari fi Istanbul. مدفون. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari is buried in Istanbul in Turkey. Far away from Al-Madina. He went there for the religion. Abu Zum'a al-Balawi fi Tunis. The companion Abu Zum'a al-Balawi is buried in Tunisia. ما ذهب إلى هناك إلا لأجل الدين. He did not go there except for the religion. وهكذا أناس كثيرون من الصحابة. Likewise, many among the companions. وهكذا التابعون. Likewise, the followers. أيام عمر بن عبد العزيز أرسل نحو عشرة أكثر من عشرة من الفقهاء العلماء قال اذهبوا إلى بلاد المغرب إلى تونس ونواحيها علموا الناس لما قال له ماذا تركوا وذهبوا هكذا. During the time of عمر بن عبد العزيز he chose more than 10 people and told them go to the western part of the Muslim countries, that is to Tunisia at that time and that area. Go there and teach the people. He told them that. They left and they went. Just like that. وَلَمْ يَكُنِ السَّفَرُ وَالْإِنْتِقَالُ بِسُهُولَتِهِ فِي أَيَّامِنَا. And it was not easy to travel and leave one place to go to another as easy as it is nowadays. كان أصعب بكثير. It was much more hard. عقبة بن نافع رضي الله عنه وصل إلى المحيط الأطلسي إلى بلاد المغرب إلى المحيط الأطلسي ثم أقحم لما وصل إلى المحيط أقحم جواده في الماء أقحم حصانه في الماء ثم قال يا رب لو كنت أعلم أرضا خلف هذا الماء لذهبت إليها لنشر دينك. عقبة بن نافع he reached the area of Morocco until he reached the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. He was riding a horse and he went with his horse inside the ocean, in the ocean that is. And then he said, oh Allah, I don't know the existence of land behind this water. If I knew, I would go there to spread the religion of Allah. هكذا كانوا. This is how they were. أمثال هؤلاء كيف لا يحبهم الإنسان. People like this, how would one not love them and respect them. أما مثل مالك وأبي حنيفة والشافعي وأحمد والماتريدي والأشعري وأمثالهم فمناقبهم معروفة مشهورة، ودفاعهم عن الدين وسعيهم في نشر الدين معروف مشهور. كيف لا يحب الإنسان أمثال هؤلاء؟ Likewise المالك، أبو حنيفة، الشافعي، أحمد، الماتريدي and الأشعري. You know their biographies and how they spread the religion and defended it. MashaAllah. So how would one, and how knowledgeable they were, to which extent they were, their piety reached, their patience, all these good attributes that they had. So how would one hate such people? The one who hates these people is not on the proper path. This is what At-Tahawi is saying. قال رحمه الله ولا نفضل أحدا من الأولياء على أحد من الأنبياء عليهم السلام ونقول نبي واحد أفضل من جميع الأولياء. We do not prefer, the author said, we do not prefer any of the walis of Allah over any of the prophets, peace be upon them. We say a single prophet is better than the walis of Allah all together. يعني مع توقيرنا للأولياء والصالحين والعلماء لكننا نقول الولي مهما علت مرتبته لا يصل إلى درجة النبي. We respect the awliya, we respect the pious people, we respect the scholars, but regardless of how high the degree of a wali is, how high the degree of a prophet is, it does not reach the degree, how high the degree of a wali is, how high the degree of a scholar is, it does not reach the degree of any of the prophets. Any of the prophets. ولو زعم إنسان أن وليا من الأولياء أو عددا من الأولياء أفضل من نبي من الأنبياء فهو كافر. And at any point of time, if someone claims that one wali or several walis are better than one Nabi, one prophet, then this person blasphemes by that. لأنه مكذب للقرآن, because he is belying القرآن. الله تعالى قال وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. الله تعالى said about the prophets وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, يعني كل واحد من الأنبياء أفضل من كل الإنس والجن من غير الأنبياء. Which means everyone among the prophets is better than all the ins, jinn and angels والملائكة. وَلَا يَصِحُّ وَلَا يَجُوزُ أَنْ يُقَالْ الآية معناها كل واحد منهم أفضل من العالمين في زمانه فقط. And it is not permissible to say that this verse means that every one of them is better than all the others in his era only. لا يصح تفسير العالمين بعالمي زمانه. It is not permissible to interpret al-alamin that it refers only to the humans and jinn who lived at the time of the Prophet. لأن هذه اللفظة عامة, because this is a general statement. معناها الكل, تشمل الكل, أهل زمانه وغيرهم. It includes the people of his era and other than that. وَلَا يُوجَدُ مُخَصِّصٌ يُخَصِّصُهَا بِأَهْلِ زَمَانِهِ مَا ذُكِرْ مُخَصِّصٌ يُخَصِّصُهَا. And there is nothing, not any sign that says that it refers to only the people of his era. فَلَا يَجُوزُ حَمْلُهَا عَلَى ذَلِكَ. So it's not permissible to say this is what it means. مَنْ حَمَلَهَا عَلَى ذَلِكَ كذب اللغة والدين. The one who interprets it like that would be perverting from the rules of the language and would be belying the rules of the religion. Al-Qurtubi قال النبي أفضل من الولي. The famous scholar Al-Qurtubi said, a prophet is better than the wali. قال وهو أمر مقطوع به عقلا ونقلا. It is something that there is no difference in opinions about it, intellectually and relying on the texts of the religion. والصائر إلى خلافه كافر. And the one who says other than that blasphemes. لأنه أمر معلوم من الشرع بالضرورة. Because it is something known to be among the matters of the religion by necessity. كلام القرطبي هذا نقله عنه الحافظ ابن حجر أيضا وأقره. This statement of Al-Qurtubi was copied also by Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar, who agreed on what he said. بعض المنتسبين زورا إلى التصوف. Some people who falsely claim to be Sufis, يقولون الأولياء أفضل, بعض الأولياء يصير أفضل من الأنبياء. They say, these people, they say, some wali become better than the prophets. والذي يقول هذا يريد نفسه. And the one who says that among them is referring really to himself. وهذا كفر, and this is blasphemy. ويحتجون بأمر الخضر وموسى. And they rely to say that on the incident that occurred between Al-Khadir and Musa. يقولون Al-Khadir كان أعلم. They say Al-Khadir had more knowledge. وموسى كان يتبع ما يقول Al-Khadir. And Musa followed what Al-Khadir used to say. مع أن الخضر ولي وليس نبيا. Despite the fact that الخضر is a ولي and he is not a prophet. قلنا الخضر كان أعلم في بعض الأمور ليس في كل شيء. We reply by saying الخضر was more knowledgeable in certain issues, not in everything. كما هو مصرح بذلك في حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, as it is mentioned explicitly in the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. ثم الخضر كان نبيا. Moreover, الخضر was a prophet, ما كان وليا. He was not a ولي. كان لما رآه موسى قال السلام عليك يا خضر. When Musa met Al-Khadir, he said السلام عليك يا خضر. فقال Al-Khadir السلام عليك يا موسى. Khadir replied السلام عليك يا موسى. موسى قال من عرفك أني موسى. Musa told him, who told you that I am Musa. قال الذي عرفك أني الخضر. He answered, the same one who let you know that I am al-Khadir. يعني كما أنه أوحي إليك هذا أوحي إلي. Which means just as you received the revelation, I received the revelation. بعض هؤلاء الخبثاء وصل إلى حد أنه يقول الدين هو ما يقوله الشيخ بغض النظر عما ورد من آيات وأحاديث. Some of these wicked people said that the religion is what the Shaykh tells you, regardless of the verses of Quran and Hadith. وحتى يغطي مقالته قال لأن الشيخ هو الذي يعرف معنى الآيات والأحاديث المعنى الحقيقي لها. To cover up what he's saying, he continued to say, because a sheikh is the one who knows the real meaning of the verses and the hadith. قال انظر كيف فعل الخضير أشياء موسى كان يستنكرها. He said, look how al-Khadir did things that Musa did not agree on them. وَالْخَضِرْ كَانَ عَلَى حَقٍ and al-Khadir was rightful. يقال al-Khadir ما فعل هذا من عند نفسه. The refutation of this ill statement is that al-Khadir did not do that out of himself, just out of feelings or ideas that came to his mind. إنما فعل هذا بوحي من الله. Rather, he did that by the revelation from Allah. هو قال وما فعلته عن أمري. He himself said وما فعلته عن أمري, which means I did not do that out of my own opinions or inclinations. That is, I got the revelation about that, and this is why I did it. فاحذروا من أمثال هؤلاء. So be aware of such people. أحدهم هذا المدعو ناظم القبرصي أو يسمي نفسه ناظم الحقاني. One of them is this man called Nazim al-Qubrusi. And sometimes he calls himself Nazim al-Haqqani. He has followers in this country. Lahu atba' fi hadha al-balad. Subhanallah. Allah yaqsimu al-uqul bayna al-nas. Kama yaqsimu al-amwal. Allah gives the people different levels of minds, just as Allah gives the people different levels of wealth. الذي يعرف حقيقة أقوال هذا الإنسان ويتبعه هذا يكون على غاية من الغباء. The one who really knows what this man says and follows him, يعني following such man after knowing how what he says is a great degree of dumbness and stupidity. سبحان الله. الآن واحد من أتباعه يقال له هشام القباني هو الذي ينشر أقواله هنا في أمريكا. Now one of his followers called Hisham al-Qabbani is the one who's spreading his ideas here in the States. لما الله يرحمنا. لما اتهم الرئيس الأسبق كلينتون بهذه القصة مع تلك المرأة، سمعته بأذني، رأيته بعيني وسمعته بأذني، هذا الرجل يقول يتهمونه بهذا وهو بريء، ما فعل؟ بعد يوم أو يومين هو كلينتون نفسه قال فعلته. هو يزعم أنه ولي يكشف له. You know, when Clinton was accused with this issue with that woman, and he, so I heard this man, I saw him and heard him saying they accused Clinton to do this and he did not do it. He claimed that he is a wali and this is what, and he could knew the reality about things. So he said he did not do it. They are accusing him falsely. 2 days, I think, 1 day or 2 days after that, Clinton said, I did that. Well, subhanallah. في مرة قال لجماعته في لبنان سنة كذا سيصير شيء عظيم، أظن سنة 2000 يمكن، اخرجوا من بيوتكم واشتروا أماكن في الجبال تسكنون فيها. تركوا بيوتهم، يعني اشتروا في الجبال أماكن وهكذا، ما حصل شيء كما تعرفون. قالوا بعد ذلك ما حصل؟ قال واحد من أتباعه، لأن الشيخ دعا الله أن يعافيكم من هذا، لأجل هذا ما حصل. I think at the year 2000, before the year 2000, he said to his followers in Lebanon, leave out, يعني buy properties in the mountains because big troubles will happen this year. So you would go there and stay there. Anyway, they did what he said and nothing happened, as you know. And later they told him nothing happened. One of his followers said, because Sheikh Nazim made dua to Allah, so you would be relieved from that. This is why nothing happened. Shu ya Haj? يا لطيف هنيك. الله، ايه صحيح، مشهور لا يستبعد. سبحان الله. وقتها شيخ عبد الله لما كلم في هذا الأمر الذي كان يتحدث فيه الناس قال لا تبالوا، لا تلتفتوا إلى هذا، إن شاء الله لا يحصل شيء. At that time when Sheikh Abdullah was talked about this matter, you know what people were saying. He said, don't worry, don't bother yourselves with this issue. إن شاء الله nothing will happen. سبحان الله. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ونؤمن بما جاء من كراماتهم وصح عن الثقات من رواياتهم. The author said, we believe in the news of their karamas and in the authentic accounts told about them by the trustworthy. يعني يجب أن نؤمن بكرامات الأولياء. It is an obligation among us, on us to believe in the karamas of الأولياء. وهم المستقيمون بطاعة الله. And these are the people who obey Allah, يفعلون الواجبات, they do the obligations, يجتنبون المحرمات, they avoid sinning. ويكثرون من النوافل, and they do a lot of good deeds. والكرامات مذكورة في القرآن وفي الحديث ومنقولة عن السلف الصالح. The karamat are mentioned in Al-Quran, they are mentioned in the hadith, and they are copied from As-Salaf. سيدنا سليمان لما سأل من يأتيني بعرش بلقيس الذي كان بعيدا في اليمن, قال عفريت من الجن مارد قوي من الجن من كفار الجن, قال أنا آتيك به قبل أن ينفض المجلس الذي أنت فيه. سليمان كان له مجلس فيه 600 كرسي, 300 مقعد للإنس و300 مقعد للجن, فيه 600 مقعد, 300 للإنس 300 للجن. فقال من يأتيني بعرش بلقيس؟ قال جني عفريت كافر قوي, قال أنا أتيك به قبل أن يفترق, قبل أن ينفض هذا المجلس. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب ولي صالح تقي, أنا أتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك. كم تحتاج لتنظر إلى البعيد ثم إلى القريب؟ كم تحتاج لتنظر إلى البعيد فالقريب بعد ذلك؟ لحظة. قال في وقت أقل من هذا أنا أتيك به. فجاءه به في مثل هذا الوقت القليل. هذا مذكور في القرآن. الكرامات مذكورة في القرآن. Prophet Sulaiman, as you might know, in his session he had 600 seats, 300 for the humans and another 300 for the jinn. So one time when he was in his session, he asked, who would bring me the arsh, like the throne of Balqis, the queen of Al-Yemen? A strong blasphemous jinn told him, I would do that before the people who are in your session would be dismissed. When he said that, a wali in his presence said, I will bring it to you in a very, very short time. Shorter than the time needed to look far and then immediately to look close. Shorter than this. And he did it. This incident is mentioned in Al-Quran. So the proof that Al-Awliya has karamas is in Al-Quran. وأما في الحديث فقد ذكرنا مثلا حديث الثلاثة الذين انطبق عليهم فم الغاب. As for the hadith, we mentioned, for example, the hadith of the three people who were stuck inside the cave. وذكرنا أيضا من القصص, قصص السلف, قصة عمر مع قائد الجيش سارية. And we mentioned the story of Umar, if you remember, with the leader of the army, Saria, who was far away in the Persian area. وهذه القصة الحافظ ابن حجر حكم بأنها ثابتة. This story, الحافظ ابن حجر said that it is confirmed from Umar رضي الله عنه. وكذلك الحافظ الدمياطي, likewise الحافظ الدمياطي وغيرهما and others. أما ابن تيمية أعوذ بالله ما هذا الرجل وسواسه غريب كان. أما ابن تيمية قال الجن, هذا الجن فعل ذلك, ليست كرامة لعمر. As for ابن تيمية, he said this was not a كرامة for عمر, the jinn did that. سبحان الله, strange. كما قال عن الرفاعية الذين كانوا في زمانه, as he said about the رفاعيز who were at his time. الرفاعية مشهورون أنهم يدخلون النار لا يحترقون, أولياؤهم, أولياء among the Rifa'is were famous to go inside the fire, sit in the fire without being burnt. Ibn Taymiyyah قال هؤلاء يدهنون أجسادهم بشيء يحميهم. Ibn Taymiyyah said they put a certain a cream or something, and this is how they are not burnt. I don't know what does he say about their clothes. بعض العلماء قال فلما لا يضع هو هذا ويدخل. One scholar said at the time, then why doesn't he put this cream and enter the fire? Yeah, he is a liar. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وقد أخرج ابن أبي شيبة وغيره أن سيدنا خالد بن الوليد رضي الله عنه لما وصل إلى الحيرة هذه في العراق, ناحية في العراق, قالوا له احذر السم تسقيكه الأعاجم. When Khalid ibn al-Walid got to Al-Hira, Al-Hira is a place in Al-Iraq. He was told, be aware, don't let these people put poison for you in your, don't let the blasphemers put poison for you in your food. قال أين هو هذا السم? He said, let me see this poison. جاءوه به, they brought it to him. أخذه, قال بسم الله, وبلعه. He said Bismillah and he swallowed it and he was not affected, ما تأثر. هذا من جملة كرامات خالد. This is a karama among the karamas that occurred to خالد رضي الله عنه. كان ثم ساعة. This poison used to kill immediately, it did not affect him. قال رحمه الله ونؤمن بأشراط الساعة من خروج الدجال ونزول عيسى بن مريم من السماء ونؤمن بطلوع الشمس من مغربها وخروج دابة الأرض من موضعها. The author said, we believe in the signs of the judgment day, such as the appearance of the Dajjal, the imposter, the descent of Isa ibn Maryam, may peace be upon him, from the heavens, the rising of the sun from its setting place, and the emergence of the earth, Dabba, that is the animal, from its place. وهذا كله كنا شرحناه في الأيام الماضية. As you know, we explained all of that in the previous sessions, the past days. قال ولا نصدق كاهنا ولا عرافا. The author said, we do not believe a soothsayer, a clairvoyant. MashaAllah. الكاهن هو الإنسان الذي يتعاطى الإخبار عن المغيبات اعتمادا على النجوم. The soothsayer is the one who deals with telling people about things that will occur in the future, relying on the stars, looking وعلى أشياء تشبه هذا يستدل بها, and things similar to that, he relies on that to tell what will happen in the future. مثل astrologist, كأن يكون له أصحاب من الجن يأتونه ببعض الأخبار, like to have some people, some jinn who bring him some news. الجني يستمع أحيانا إلى ما تقوله الملائكة عن بعض ما يحصل في المستقبل مما أخبرهم الله به, أطلعهم الله عليه. A jinn might hear sometimes what the angels who are in the clouds, what do they say about things that will happen in the future, that Allah let them know about them. فيأتي إلى صاحبه الإنسي فيخبره هذا ويضم إليه مئة كذبة. He comes to the one that he knows among the human being, that to the soothsayer, and tells him about that and adds to that 100 lies. لأن الجن أكذب خلق الله, because الجن in general they lie very much. هذا هو الكاهن. This is the soothsayer. أما العراف فهو الذي يخبر عن المسروقات ونحوها. As for العراف, and I didn't remember, I memorized the word. شو هو؟ The clairvoyant is the one who tells people about, like the steal, the stolen things. أشياء. واحد فقد شيئا يذهب إليه يقول له من أخذه لي. Like someone loses something, he goes to him and he asks him or her, who took it from me. نحن لا يجوز لنا أن نصدق هذا ولا هذا. We are not entitled to believe neither this one nor the other one. ولا يجوز أن نذهب إليهما لسؤالهما عن هذا. And it is not permissible for us to go to them, to ask them about these matters. وذلك لما رواه مسلم عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أتى كاهنا أو عرافا فسأله عن شيء لم تقبل له صلاة 40 ليلة. Because Muslim narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he said, من أتى كاهنا أو عرافا فسأله عن شيء لم تقبل له صلاة 40 ليلة, which means the one who goes to a soothsayer or the other one, clairvoyant, and asks him about anything, his prayers wouldn't be accepted by Allah, that is, he doesn't get reward, for 40 nights. هذا إن لم يعتقد أن العراف أو الكاهن يعلم الغيب, أما إذا اعتقد أنه يعلم الغيب فإنه يكفر. This is the case if the person does not believe that this sooth teller of the like knows the unforeseen. Now, if he believes that this person knows the unforeseen and goes to ask him, he blasphemes by that. كما وهذا معنى الحديث الثاني الآخر الذي رواه الحاكم عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. And this is the meaning of the other hadith that was narrated by Al-Hakim from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. من أتى كاهنا أو عرافا فصدقه بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Which means the one who goes to a soothsayer or clairvoyant and believes him in what he says, then this person is denying, is belying what was revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني إذا صدقه أنه يعلم الغيب كما يدعي. That is, if he believes that this person knows the unforeseen as they claim, as these people claim. ويشبه هذا الضرب بالمندل والنظر في فنجان البن والنظر في كتاب أبي معشر الفلكي وأمثال هذه الأمور. And it's similar to this. Okay, so I don't think you know these things, or some of you. Some people, they bring like some water, they bring a little child, you get to them and you ask them about things and they will let the child tell you what he sees in this water, and he would tell you, I see this person or that person, he did this for you, he did that for you. Okay. And some others, after drinking a cup of tea, I don't think this is known here. Coffee. Did I say tea? Coffee. After drinking a cup of coffee in these small cups, Turkish cups maybe, sometimes they call them. Yeah, like this one. Some people, they would look there and they would start tell the person, this will happen to you, this will not happen, etc. Be aware of this. There is a book, a famous book, called The Book of Abu Ma'shar Al-Falaki. Also in it, there are instructions for things like that. Hey, one is not entitled to go to these people and ask them about things. أحيانا بعض الناس يمسك تقول له أفعل هذا الشيء أو لا أفعله. يمسك من السبحة قدرا من الحبات من غير عد. ثم يبدأ يعد بعد ذلك يقول تنجح لا تنجح تنجح لا تنجح. إذا وصل في الأخير إلى تنجح يقول لك افعل. إذا وصل إلى لا تنجح يقول لا تفعل. Some people also, if you ask them about something, do I do it or not, they take the dhikr beads and then they choose a place and they start counting from there. This will be successful, it will not be successful. It will be successful, it will not be successful. Until reaching the end. So if they reach the end while saying it will be successful, they tell you do it. If they reach the end while they are saying it is not successful, they tell you do not do it. هذا يشبه أفعال الجاهليين. Doing this is similar of the deeds that some people in the era of Al-Jahiliyyah used to do it. كان يوجد أناس في الجاهلية يكون معهم رزمة سهام. In the era of Al-Jahiliyyah, people had some people, specific people, would have arrows. على واحد مكتوب افعل, على واحد مكتوب, على بعضها مكتوب افعل, على بعضها مكتوب لا تفعل, وعلى بعضها ليس مكتوبا شيء. Some of them, on some of them it's written do it, on some of them it's written do not do it, and on some of them nothing is written. كان يأتي الواحد إلى هؤلاء, one would come to these people, one of these people, يعطيه جملا, he would give him a camel, ويقول له انظر لي هذا أنا أريد أن أفعل كذا, ينجح أو لا ينجح. They would ask him, check for me, I want to do this matter, is it going to be successful or not? فيسحب سهما من هذه السهام, he would pick one of these arrows. إذا طلع السهم المكتوب عليه لا تفعل, يقول له حاجتك لا تنجح, لا تفعلها. If the arrow says do not do it, then he would tell him it's not successful, don't do this thing. If the arrow says افعل, يقول, he would tell him do it, it's successful. If إذا كان السهم عليه افعل, يقول افعله ينجح. إن لم يكن عليه شيء, يقول له قدم جملا آخر. If there is nothing written on the arrow, he would tell him put another camel, pay another camel, so I would do it again for you. هكذا. هذا يقال له الاستقسام بالأزلام. هذا هو المحرم, هذا المقصود بالأزلام المحرم في الآية. This is what is meant by the verse وَأَن تَسْتَقْسِمُوا بِالْأَزْلَامِ, that this is prohibited. It's to do like this with these arrows. فَكُلْ مَا يُشْبِهْ هَذَا حَرَام, كُلْ مَا كَانَ فِي مَعْنَاهِ فَهُوَ مِثْلُهُ فِي الْحُكُمِ حَرَام. Everything which is similar to this act is prohibited, just as this act is prohibited. ما شاء الله. نقف هنا الآن. Let's stop here. والله تعالى أعلم. Allah knows best. هل لأحد سؤال؟ Do you have any questions? إذا صدقهم في أنه يعلم الغيب. نعم. لا 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 تسهير روبا. Please. Yes. 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 The unforeseen in general, that is. Yes. Well, some awliya, they know some things, but does he think these are trustworthy people? It depends on the case. إيه صالح, خلونا نسمع لو سمحتم. تفضل حبيبي. إيه ما فهمت. فيني أقول ما عم بفهم؟ طب ما عم بفهم. مثل ما بدك.
إذا واحد أخذ وردة هو بنفسه
وبعدين ما يعمل ما يعمل شو بده يعمل هالشيء. ايه مظبوط. بعض الناس هيك سبحان الله. تفضل. Yeah, you cannot, you don't say for sure this is going to happen because they said, yeah.
Is it then, is it not good to call him a soothsayer?
Because that means, in English it means somebody who tells the truth. Says one who claims to tell the
true future. No, he's saying in English, Hajj. The dictionary says that.
Yeah,
okay, we'll go back. Well, let's review it. If this is the case, then it would be changed. It should be changed. Yes, inshallah.
Sometimes there are people, they don't look in glasses or anything like that. Sometimes there are people, they say they can interpret dreams. They're not Muslims.
Yeah.
Is it permissible to ask them?
Don't ask them. No, don't ask them. Because by this you are helping them to commit a sin. If someone is not qualified to interpret a dream, do not ask them to interpret a dream. Because like this, you are helping them to commit a sin. إذا كان شخص ليس ما عنده ما أعطاه الله علم تأويل الرؤيا لا تقل له أول لي هذا المنام لأنك بهذا تعينه على المعصية. تطلب منه المعصية. What did Sheikh Abdullah say about making tabarruk with the hair of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? It is a good thing to do that. That's what Sheikh Abdullah said. Of course. Tafadhal Hajj. Yes. Yeah, what happened at the time is that the queen of her name was Balqis. She was a powerful queen, and Sulaiman sent her a letter. When she read the letter, she was interested with what was there. So she wanted to visit Sulaiman alayhi salam because he invited her to visit. When she went there, because she was powerful and she had a lot of control and she had under her rulership or in her rulership they considered themselves well civilized. Many buildings, big buildings, etc. Sulaiman wanted to impress her, to let her know that to impress her so she would be closer to believe in Islam. So he built something through the jinn from glass that she thought, when she arrived, she thought this was water there, while it was not. So she wanted, she was amazed with that. And he ordered this person, he wanted to bring her throne, which was a big throne. Did you ever see a throne of a king? Like, you saw in the movies. Yeah, like a chair, isn't it? This is not how usually the thrones were. I saw one. It's like as big, like it's big, like it's large. It's like from here to the window. It's a big thing. Usually they used to do that to impress the people. And it would be big, high, big. Yeah, like it's not like a chair. To impress the people. And her throne was like that. Very big, very large, with many jewelries and precious stones to impress the people. And when she got to Sulaiman, she saw that throne there. And Sulaiman asked her, "Is this your throne?" She said, "As if it is, it's the same." But she couldn't, you're like, how did it get here? If it's my throne, how did it get here? I left it behind. I came. How did it get here? Because of that, she embraced al-Islam. She didn't resist. She quickly embraced al-Islam. Now the historians, the Muslim historians, say that Sulaiman married her. This is not mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the Muslim historians say that Sulaiman got married with her. She went back to her country after spending some time with Sulaiman, learning from him. This is the truth about her story. This is what we know about her story. Now what some people say that some Christians say that she committed adultery with Sulaiman. Sulaiman committed adultery with her. This is wrong. For sure this is false. It's not correct. And they say she got pregnant and then people in Ethiopia are the descendant of Sulaiman, her descendants, because of that. There is nothing to confirm this. Nothing. Just it's a claim. Barakallahu fiqh. Yes. Tfaddal. الذي يأخذ بأقوالهم حرام. لا شك. No, I think everyone knows Sulaiman is a prophet, so he would never commit adultery or fornication. You know that, all of you, of course. بارك الله فيكم نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بارك الله فيكم. We'll come back at 3:30 إن شاء الله. كرمكم الله.